The South Delta Sun Devils couldn't stop the Okanagan domination but did manage to land on the podium for the second straight year at the BC Quadruple A Girls Volleyball Championships in Kelowna. The Sun Devils closed out their campaign with a win over the Riverside Rapids in Saturday night's bronze medal match. The battle for third was a rematch of last year's title game that saw the Poco School rally to hand South Delta a heartbreaking five-set defeat. This time, the Devils overcame a one-set deficit and the loss of key grade 12 Rachel Rosser, who broke her foot in Friday's round of 16 win over Lord Tweedsmuir. Earlier, South Delta got past Dover Bay in the quarterfinals before falling in straight sets to number one ranked and host Okanagan Mission Huskies in Saturday's semis. The Huskies went on to defeat Mount Boucherie in an all-Kelowna championship match. "We were optimistic about getting another chance at Okanagan Mission. But if you had asked us the moment after Rachel wrecked her foot, where do you think you guys will be at the end of the tournament? I would have said if we can make the top four without her, that would be quite the accomplishment for this team to pull off," said Sun Devils head coach Dan Burgess. "I think it was the fourth time we have played Okanagan Mission. We beat them at UBC, lost in the semis, at the Best of West, and then in the final at the Red Surge, in Poco last month, without Maya Cressy. They are a solid team, they were injury-free and they performed for their home fans. I don't feel bad about that loss at all. It was 3-0, but two of those game scores were 27-25 and 26-24. The girls walked away from that semi obviously disappointed, but at same time, we didn't really drop the ball. It was very impressive with how they came back out for the third place match. They dropped the first game, but they felt like they were going to win the whole way. They were fired up for the chance to get a little bit of vengeance." Mackenzie Campbell and Cressy capped their outstanding high school careers with first-team All-Star selections, solidifying their status as top post-secondary prospects. Also getting university coaches' attention was grade 11 Alex Turner Malinick, as the 6'4 outside hitter was named to the second All-Star team. The team also featured grade 12's Georgia Jacobson, Jaden Sull, Anna Yamaleev, Amelie Vorenstov, Taya Meehan, Anna Tanaka, Bianca Filk, Georgia Kwiatkowski, grade 11's Maggie Gower, Georgia Archibald, Isabella Bertini, Maddie Dahl, Maddie Dyer, Isabella Waterfall, Graydon Patrich, Emma Turner, Bella DeShea, and Aaron Woodhead. At the net, the Sequam Seahawks capped their impressive season with a seventh-place finish. The South Fraser champions opened the playoffs with a round of 16 win over Mount Doug before falling to Okanagan Mission in the quarterfinals and Dover Bay in consolation play. They closed out the tournament with a win over Claremont on Saturday, with standout Jaden Britt being named to a second-team All-Star.